Hey guys, quick question. What are you doing to strategically grow in Christ? In my own life, I've been good at this at times. I've struggled with it at times, but having a plan to grow, I hope that you've encountered the power of God's presence to abide in Christ, to actually have felt the power of his love in his word and taking time to worship God. Some guys they get excited about, I do the daily Bible verse on my phone or whatever. Well, that's cool. Keep doing that, but do a lot more than that, right? Like that's not enough. That's not enough. You don't go to the gym and do like one rep, you know? So, our values are built to help you grow as a man in Christ. So engage. We've got written devotionals. We've got an amazing app that you can download. We've got a great culture that you can connect to, and our values are honor, affection, liberty, war, and valor. And we believe in being men who honor God and fear God more than we do man. And then we want us to be men of affection, you know, love your wives, love your children. You know, men should be, you should be taking care of yourself fitness-wise. You should be taking care of your finances the best as you can. And you got to be having affection for your family, right? These are how men have to provide, protect, and be there for their families in powerful ways. So help raise your children up. Don't let your wife be the only spiritual fire burning in your house. That's a terrible thing. Liberty is a value of ours because we want to understand and grow in the liberty of Christ, the power of his cross, which I don't think I've even touched the surface of, you know, to be quite honest with you. War in our culture is, hey, there's a battle on the presence of God. There's a war just abiding in Christ. Let's fight that war. It's worth winning. And then valor is what we walk in as a result of these values. You know, we walk as men of integrity, men of power, men who have valor on the spiritual battlefield of life. So grace is about training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions. One of Jesus's greatest missions was to destroy the works of darkness. That happens in your own human heart. You got to have a band of brothers and some comrades on this journey. So I want to ask you to help us. You know, first of all, get your strategy in place. Get a band of brothers around you. Use our content. That's why we make this stuff, to help start discussions and make points and start conversations. Use our app. We've built a powerful app. There's a podcast in there. There's a lot of cool stuff that we've got going. We got a lot of cool stuff coming, a lot of great vision that's going to take a few months to build out. But engage with us. Help us invite guys into our Facebook group. If you're on Facebook, we have a group with like 900 guys. Love to get that well over 1,000. So help us get some momentum. God bless. Engage that strategy. Until next time, live upright.